Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is day number 30. Welcome to the broadcast. You guys said we'd never get here. Just kidding, nobody said that. But here we are. We're on day number 30 of our 90-day Bible challenge. We are officially, drum roll in the chat. You know, most of you are probably not even seeing this right now because it takes like 10 to 15 seconds to go live. But you'll see it on the replay. But drum roll in the chat, we're on day number 30. We are officially one-third of the way there. You know, when I started doing this, I was like, it's going to be easy going live every single day. Well, you know what? It hasn't been as easy as I thought, but it's been more rewarding than I thought that we're able to read the Bible together every day. I'm getting to know a lot of you. I'm just enjoying this. It's such a fun part of my day. I mean, I was thinking about, like, I get to read the Bible. Like, as part of my job, every day I get to read the Bible. That's amazing. So thank you guys for being here. So kind of what's going on today is the day number 30, you get three breaks in the 90 days. And day 30, day 60, and day 90 is a break slash devotional day where there's nothing on the plan. So I thought rather than just skipping a day and not having a day, we'll do a quick devotional here. We'll talk a little bit about it, and I have a word of encouragement for you guys at the end. I just kind of want to recap the books we've gone over. We'll probably do this in 60 days and 90 days as well. We won't go long on it. We're just going to recap what we've read so far from this point on, because there's no reading today, okay? So we're going to go through the books that we've gone through, kind of just recap them, summarize them pretty quick for a few minutes. We're going to say a prayer, give you an encouragement, say a prayer, and then send you on your way, all right? Does that sound good? Type one in the chat if that sounds good. All right, day number 30, break day. So we'll let's go through what we've read so far. So first is the book of Genesis, which is part of the books of the law. This was written by Moses, and this is about the creation of the world and humanity. It's all about God's design for relationships, morality. We also see the origin of the Israelite people. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. All right, and this is all about our choices. Adam and Eve made a choice to disobey God. And because of that, sin entered the world. We see in Genesis 1 through 3, the creation and the fall. We have Noah's flood, which is Genesis 6, Tower of Babel, the call of Abraham. And then we have the story of Joseph the dreamer, which is Genesis 37 to 45. It was a long book. It was a good book. That's the book of Genesis. Then we went into the book of Exodus, which was written by Moses. And this was all about God bringing the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. This was led by Moses. And it also talks about the covenant God made with his people. Exodus 14:14 says, the Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. My voice is going out. What is going on here? I'm realizing as I'm talking that my voice is like, is going out, which is so weird. All right. Anyway, we also see the journey through the wilderness. Lots of disobedience, lots of worshiping false idols. We have the birth of Moses in Exodus 1. We have Moses in the burning bush, Exodus 3. We have the 10 plagues in Exodus 7 through chapter 11. We have the crossing of the Red Sea, Exodus 13. And then we have the man and quail falling. And I'll just go through some, you know, memorable stories in all of these. That's Exodus 16. Moving on to our third book, we covered the book of Leviticus. And oh, do I remember the book of Leviticus? That was a very, very, how do I say it? Interesting 2 days of reading the laws. It was all about instruction for worship, purity, ethical living, talked about holiness, talked about obedience. Leviticus 11:44, which is one of my favorite verses in the Bible, says, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." This is the call to holiness in the book of Leviticus. Lots of rituals in there. Thankfully, we don't have to do all the ceremonial laws anymore. They don't apply to us today, most of them, but I'm grateful that it's there. To me, what I learned about going through Leviticus wasn't just that, you know, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, make sure you do this, make sure you do that. It was just how specific God is, that God has a specific plan and design, and he wants us to follow his plan. So if God has told you to do something, don't go veer off. Do exactly what God has told you to do. God is specific, and he's all about the details, even today. We might think God's not into details. Go read the book of Leviticus. All right, number 4 was the book of Numbers. This was also written by Numbers. This was the chronicles of the Israelites' wilderness journey. It was their trials, their disobedience, and the Lord guiding them. The Lord blessed them. Numbers chapter 6 says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. You probably heard that song. Well, guess what? It's a scripture, all right? A lot of disobedience in the book of Numbers. Here's the sad reality of the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 1, and then the last chapter, they started in one place, and they ended in the same place. The entire book, 40-year span plus, they made no progress. So don't be like them where you make no progress in a 40-year span. What is going on with my voice here? Take a little sip of water here. It's a little dry over here like the church. Here we go. What? All right, then we move into Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy was also written by Moses. This is a reinstating of the law and the covenant, preparing the children of Israel to enter into the promised land. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. It's a recap of the law. Kind of went back to a little bit of Leviticus. We see the Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy 5 and then the death of Moses in Deuteronomy 34. Moving into the books of history, we have Joshua. Nobody knows the author. This was the conquest of Canaan, which was the land that God promised them. The book of Joshua is a lot about courage, leadership, and the importance of stepping into challenges. There are always going to be challenges lying ahead. Joshua is all about stepping into the challenges and God equipping Joshua throughout that. Joshua 3, we entered the promised land. Joshua chapter 5 was the fall of Jericho. And then we also see the powerful story of the sun standing still. Moving from Joshua, we go into the book of Judges. Y'all remember Judges? I do. That's because I read it. Book of Judges was the cycle of apostasy. That's literally what the book of Judges is. They worshiped idols. They worshiped God, went back to their idols, cried out for the Lord, went into bondage. God delivered them. Then they were free, went back into their idols in bondage, cried out to the Lord. The Lord freed them. It's nonstop oppression, deliverance, restoration. God raises up these prophetic judges, and it was a powerful book. Judges 21:25. In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did what they saw fit. Just kind of like doing whatever they want, acting crazy. We see Deborah leading the people in Judges 4. We see Gideon. That's a famous story in Judges 6 through 7. And then Samson and Delilah. Remember Samson and his pesky wife kept saying, tell me your secret. No clue why Samson thought it was okay to tell her. She kept trying to tie him up over and over and over. Samson didn't get the hint. And then he ended up losing his strength. All right, so don't go to Delilah's barbershop. Then we go to the book of Ruth. This is a story of loyalty and redemption. She was a Moabite woman. She became part of the lineage of King David and Jesus. Ruth 1:16, where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. This is a book about loyalty. If you're unloyal, go read the book of Ruth. Then book 9 was 1 Samuel. This is all about Samuel the prophet. It was his role as a prophet. He also anointed King Saul as the first king of Israel, which was very, very powerful. My favorite book, my favorite verse in 1 Samuel is 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. Says, for the Lord does not look at the things that people look at. People look at the outward, but the Lord looks at the heart. God is not looking at outward appearance. God is looking at the heart. Then we move into 2 Samuel. Why is it called 2 Samuel? Because it's after 1 Samuel and it's the second book. Here we go. This is the following the reign of King David, all about David's triumphs, all about David's failures, and also has a strong theme of repentance. We see that David becomes king in 2 Samuel 5, and then just a few chapters later, David sleeps with Bathsheba and then kills her husband. That's 2 Samuel chapter 11. The moral of the story is David should have been out fighting, but instead of fighting, he was sleeping in. When you're at the wrong place at the wrong time, you'll do things God never called you to do, and then he saw Bathsheba and was like, oh, I want her. He was spying on her while she was bathing on the roof. Maybe she should stop bathing on the roof and then called her over. And yeah, it was a bad thing that happened. Moving into that, we have 1 Kings. 1 King, we don't know who the author is. This is the reign of Solomon. It's the construction of the temple. And it's when Israel got divided into two kingdoms. It's all about wisdom and obedience. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, who is written by King Solomon, says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So Solomon was a very, very wise man. We see that. 1 Kings 3, we see Solomon in his wise judgment. 1 Kings 6, Solomon builds the temple. 1 Kings 12, Israel rebels against Rehoboam. 1 Kings 18, Elijah and the prophets of Baal. And then 1 Kings 19, that still small voice that speaks to Elijah the prophet, which leads us into 2 Kings. 2 Kings is the continuation of the history of Israel and Judah. Talks about their downfall because of idolatry. It's just continuing Israel's history. We also see in 2 Kings chapter 2, Elijah is taken up into heaven. And then 2 Kings 24 through 25, Judah is taken into exile in Babylon. And this is 1 Kings and 2 Kings, highlight on Elijah and Elisha. Lots of Elijah, lots of Elisha. We see many, many miracles and then powerfully leading the people and doing great and mighty exploits, which leads us into the book that we're on now, which is 1 Chronicles. The author has been traditionally known as Ezra, and this is a chronicle of the genealogy and historical count on the lineage of David, and basically they just start from Adam. We just see the lineage. As you guys know, yesterday we did 9 chapters of names. I didn't do it. You know, my fake grandfather time did it, but I just could not read names for an hour, and especially because I can't pronounce 90% of them. So that was yesterday. That's First Chronicles, and we'll be going through First Chronicles again tomorrow, and then we'll be finishing it on Tuesday, which I believe my mom's going to be reading the on Tuesday, and Jared's going to be reading on Monday, which will be great. But that's First Chronicles. It's a lot of genealogy and talks all about the unity. Okay, so I hope that 10-minute recap has helped you guys. That's kind of what we've gone through. I'll do another one at the 60-day. But I want to encourage you guys with a few things. I know that this is a challenge and it's a commitment, and you might feel overwhelmed at time, but be encouraged. Let me give you a verse to encourage you if you feel weary, like I do at times. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. This is your encouragement. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. So this is a promise that you're going to find new strength. I need new strength. Not the strength from yesterday, not the day before, but new strength. And this is what this is promising. God will give you new strength. So you could soar high on wings like eagles. If you struggle to keep up with this, don't be discouraged. Maybe you're like on day 12. Start now. Start here. It's okay. God's not going to be mad at you. Don't be discouraged. Take it one day at a time. Some of you are listening only. Some of you are reading only. There's no right way to do it. But I want you to know this. Write this in your little journal. Highlight this. Underscore this. Every bit of time you spend in the Word of God is valuable. Whether you're listening to it or reading it, it is valuable. The devil does not want you to do this. He does not want you listening to this. He loves to distract you. He loves to make you feel behind or convince you that you're not getting enough out of it. But let me remind you, the Word of God never returns back void. That's Isaiah 55:11. Go look it up later. The Word of God will not turn around void. So if you don't remember every detail, that's fine. Here's what I want you to know as well. As we're reading this and sharing the Word of God, it's seeds growing in your life, producing spiritual fruit. So let the seeds grow. Let the seeds grow. Now we're stepping into another 30-day stretch. We all need that new strength that Isaiah talked about. Here's what I want you to keep in mind. Let me give you three things. Three things to keep in mind. Number one, stay consistent. If you miss a day, it's fine. Pick it back up. Keep on going. It's not about perfection. It's about persistence and perseverance. I'm just thinking of other words that start with a P. All right. It's about persistence and perseverance, not perfection. So don't stress. Don't panic. Hispanic. All right. Number two is look for application. Ask yourself, how does the passage that is being read apply to my life? Let the Lord speak to you. So seek application. Okay, so number one, stay consistent. Number two, seek application. And number three, we're just going to school today. Last one here. Just remember this last one. Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. What we're doing right now is we're developing a lifelong habit of being in the Word of God. So this challenge is not just about reading. Someone's like, are you just trying to speed read through? What's the point of that? Okay, no, it's not about that. It's about transformation. We're being transformed as we hear and read the Word of God. Yes, even when we're reading Leviticus, we're being transformed. So I sum it all up. What is that? How do I say it? Yeah. Sum it all up. Keep pressing forward. God is shaping us through His Word. Okay, so just keep pressing. Don't give up. Don't panic. Don't quit. Don't get tired. Don't get weary. Turn off the Netflix. Keep pressing. Let me say a quick prayer of you. Father, I thank you for every person on this stream. I thank you, Lord, that you're moving in our lives, that you're strengthening us, and that we are building a lifelong relationship with the Word of God. I pray, Lord, that every word would grow and produce fruit. I pray, God, you give us perseverance. You give me strength. I don't know what's going on with my voice, but Lord, give my voice strength to keep going on for the next 60 days. Lord, we know we have a long road ahead of us, but we will accomplish it by your power, by your Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. We give you all the honor, the glory, and praise. In your name we pray. Amen. Let me know in the chat if you like this recap. As you guys know, Sundays are usually pre-recorded because I'm at church, which you should be at church as well. It's my Sabbath. Take the day off. Go to church. Go to lunch with the family. Take them to get some food. So that's what you should be as well. But I hope this little thing encouraged you. I was just going to do the break like it said, but I was like, oh, I don't want a missing day. Let me encourage them. Let me give them a recap. So hopefully you enjoyed it. I love all of you so much. Salute to you. Thank you for supporting monthly partnering. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Well, Jared will be tomorrow too. I'll be teaching tomorrow night the book of Hebrews. Don't skip out on the book of Hebrews. Like, this is gold. The book of Hebrews is gold. It makes me sad the views are so low. And I'm like, it's just gold. Just be there. Be there tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And then Tuesday night, we're going to do mass deliverance and healing. Can't wait for that. God to do some miracles. All right, love you guys. I'll see you guys.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @IsaiahSaldivar. See you next week.